Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Rutterstein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. We've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And The Odd Couple, the way sports talk radio should be. Let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? Of course, couple of things. Of course, it's the big night, college football national championship here in Los Angeles, a soggy Los Angeles.
Still raining there?
It's been raining for 2 weeks, Chris. Just ridiculous. You hear me?
Wow, good for y'all.
We're going to be building an arc out here in pretty soon, right outside Fox Sports Radio. Oh. But we'd be remiss without asking, how did everything go? Your dad's funeral was in Louisiana. I know it's always tough, but I'm sure to see a lot of people and the love that your dad received had to be nice.
Yeah, it was really nice. I mean, obviously, considering it was tremendous, to be honest. Really a great service, great music, people there, you know, family. I'm from Louisiana, both sides of my family.
Right.
So a lot of his cousins, yep, came up from the country.
Oh, wow.
The backwoods of Louisiana, Opelousas and Lake Charles.
They didn't bring any voodoo with them, did they?
But it was great. And then a lot of friends, you know, we moved around a lot. We had friends coming from all over, Syracuse when we lived there, Indianapolis, Cincinnati. Some of my friends, too, like, that grew up, you know, with me and knew my dad.
You hadn't seen him in years?
Some. Yeah. You know, we kept in touch.
Right, but you just hadn't seen him.
Hadn't seen some of them in a few years. So it was great, though. It really was. And my brother said some great things about my dad.
Awesome.
And as did I. So it really was great.
And your mom, how did she hold up, Chris? Did she do okay?
She held up well, yeah. She's in Michigan now. You know, okay. she had been living with us for a year, but now she's going to be with my brother in Michigan. So
okay.
She's doing well, but I appreciate you asking. Everything
yes.
went great.
Awesome, yep. my man. You know I had the love and the prayers out for you yes. the whole time. So.
Yes, I appreciate yep. that too. Definitely.
I know we got a lot to talk about.
Let's introduce the crew. Who is on the ones and the twos? Is it Alex?
Kevin Wired.
I was about to say, because it seemed sounded, yeah, we yeah. missed the few things.
Kevin Wired. This is first
Kevin
time.
Kevin Wired. What's right. up, man? You on the ones and the twos for DJ Alex Teicher. Good to have you.
Super Kevin, we didn't hear
Rob
you. Is
G?
His mic on?
Got it. There we go.
He's shy.
I'm figuring out which one it is.
I just thought you were shy.
No. He's trying to figure it all out. We'll get there. All good.
I wear multiple hats here, so they have yes. me do anchoring. They have me filling
I think
a board
you
off.
Did. You were one of our anchors
yes.
once,
yes.
right?
Yes.
Right. Right. Okay. DJ Alex Teicher is out, but Kevin wired in for him. Super producer Rob G on the running things. And that was Brian Finley, B-Fin, on the update. Rob, let's get right to it. The news of the day. If this surprises you, I just don't know what to say to you. But Cliff Kingsbury was fired by the Arizona Cardinals. And Rob, I should have never had the job. Had a losing record at Texas Tech, a middle of the road college program.
He got run out of there, Chris.
Right, got fired from Texas Tech. Couldn't win despite having three NFL quarterbacks. Davis Webb, who's not anything in the NFL, but he made it there, and so he was good in college. Baker Mayfield and Patrick Mahomes. So I don't know what they expected him to do at Arizona, but he did about what you would expect looking at his record. So bad history, bad performance in Arizona. Made the playoffs once, but 4-13 this year. One winning season, I believe, in his 4 years. And bad relationship with the franchise quarterback who ain't going nowhere because of his contract. So all of that, Rob, turns into him losing his job. And I don't know who would be surprised by this, but what are your thoughts on this situation?
First of all, he was rewarded too prematurely. He got that new deal, Chris, that they got to pay
that
through 2027.
Right.
We both said that at the time
Absolutely.
That he got it. Like, what are they thinking? Like, really? And it also tells you about how people think from season to season, Chris, that things automatically, like whatever happened last year is just going to roll over into the next one. It just doesn't work like that. And we saw them. If you remember, they started out 7-0. Do you remember that? 2 years ago.
Oh, last year.
That was
year,
a year yeah, and a half, yeah. Chris. Yep. That was a year and a half ago.
10-2, I believe, too.
And they got off to a great start. And look where they are now and the mess that's there. That's just my point, is that it's an ongoing thing. And I think they were too premature to give this guy four more years. What is
that,
it?
The extension
was
just
ridiculous.
They don't know what they're doing. And Steve Keim, the GM who resigned.
And he's sick.
Health reasons,
right.
Yeah, had something to do. But he had gotten an extension, too.
Right. Both of them just got new extensions. Off of what? Chris, off of that awful playoff game, Kyler Murray. You remember the game against the Rams?
Yes.
It was one of the worst playoff games we ever saw. That got you an extension?
Well, Kyler, of course, got the extension. Now, I can understand that obviously he didn't live up to it this year, but he had two good regular seasons, a bad playoff game. But we had talked about it, Rob. And look, if he turns out to just be a bad quarterback, then obviously this would be a mistake. But if he plays well, like if a new coach gets him back, his footing back under him, and Kyler is back to what he was doing and then some, what you kind of expect, then we said it. If you waited, you would end up paying him more. So that contract, I think, is still
well,
up
you have
in
no
the
choice when you
the,
draft
the
a guy there. Right, I'm with you.
Right.
But the court,
right.
but the coach.
No.
And, because when they tried to, the coach and the GM, I thought that was ridiculous. And ownership signed off on it. It's just like with the Colts. They gave Frank Wright an extension, Chris, last year.
They should not have fired Frank Wright.
Right. No.
I mean, how'd he go with Jeff Saturday?
They could have hit
Frank
Wright. I mean,
they were historically bad.
Frank Wright could have done exactly what Jeff Saturday did, Chris.
He wouldn't have. They wouldn't have been that bad.
No,
they
wouldn't have blown a 33. They wouldn't have blown a 33-point lead if Frank Wright was called.
No, well, they weren't that far out of it when Wright got fired.
Exactly. But anyway, my point is, I'm with you. It's not a shocker. This was going nowhere fast, and you don't like. I know Rob G is sick because the Raiders won't do anything with Josh McDaniels because it's a money thing. They're paying John Gruden, Chris. They're paying who else? They're paying a couple other coaches. Rob G, how many guys are they paying? Like a couple people, Chris. So they're paying three other coaches. So they don't want to pay Josh McDaniels too. But well, Josh McDaniels, I'm sorry. What a bad first year that was.
Yeah, it was horrible. And on top of his sorry performance in Denver in his first head coaching stint, he's got to be on the high seat. You could justify firing him. You could easily justify firing him. It doesn't seem like they are, but he'll be on the hot seat next year, Rob. He will be on the hot seat. I guess they're going to go try to get, you know, we'll see who they try to get for quarterback. It can't be Jared the Javelin, I wouldn't think. But Arizona, Rob, is not a good job. Despite having, I don't know what Kyler Murray is, right? We'll see what he ends up. It seems like, you know, he's rubbed a lot of people in the organization the wrong way, but that organization does not know what it is doing. We brought up the two contract extensions for the GM, now gone.
Right.
The head coach, now gone. Remember they drafted Josh Rosen after 1 year, got rid of him.
Yep. It's been a nightmare.
Steve Wilks, they gave 1 year. Wilks did a good job this year in Carolina. I don't know if he ends up getting the job there, but he didn't get a fair shot in Arizona.
I agree, and I thought he did a good job too. They played for him in Carolina. Remember they got rid of McCaffrey, and they didn't have a quarterback, and then they put Sam Darnold back in, and they won some games.
DJ Walker, it was a mess what he had. Like you said, got rid of McCaffrey, and he did do a good job.
They beat the Lions. They also beat Tampa Bay. Like, they won some games. So Steve Wilks was another guy who really got worked over.
But it'll be interesting to see where they go and who wants that job, you know? And then there's news, Rob, that Kyler Murray's going to have some say. I don't know about that. Because I think Kyler, I mean, he didn't get along with this coach, at least to some degree.
Chris, I'm against it. I'm just going to come straight out. I'm against it. What Kyler Murray, how? What impact?
What's he done?
Chris, they had to put in his contract that he had to watch video. And that's the guy who's going to be. That's the guy naming the coach? I just don't get it. If you want to say, hey, you know, and just, you know, have a little meeting, but to act
like... Right, throw by, look,
right.
These are
hey, these
guys
are some guys we're thinking about.
Show
hey,
a little respect,
you got any kind of input or you know anybody with any of these guys? We'd love to hear what you have to say, but you're not in the hiring process.
No. And they need to let him know that. Like you said, Rob, show him, you know, make him feel like he's
here's
a part.
List.
Like,
here's the
here's
list.
Here's who we're thinking about.
Right.
I would do this. I would sit down, like, even before I really get into the process, I might sit down with Kyler and say, okay, what would you like to do? What type of offense? Not names.
Right.
But
what
just
kind
what
of
type
offense
of
do you want to
you
run?
Feel best in? Yeah, that type of stuff. And then we'll go look at the guys and I can show him some names. But no, nothing significant as far as his involvement in the coaching hiring process. Not at all.
Can't do it. I'm telling you, it's a mistake. It's a mistake.
All right. Well, look, Rob, we got the big game, as you mentioned, coming up, the national championship. Let's hope it's competitive. Georgia, TCU.
You know your field.
If you had said before the season, this is it, you would have been thinking 45-point blowout.
Chris, you're being hopeful, and the spread is 13.5. So the Vegas doesn't think it's going to be competitive.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't know, but.
Right. I mean, you look at the look, they beat Michigan. Michigan beat Ohio State. Ohio State had Georgia down.
They had them.
Who knows what that means? So, all right. RJ Young, our Fox Sports Radio college football analyst and Fox Sports period college football analyst, will join us in a moment to get us ready for the big game. It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray. Depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed...
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
We didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the thing. That's
we didn't
the problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh my God.
You were both so good on the show, and we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. As you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Our next guest is the college football on Fox analyst, also the host of the number one college football show podcast. His name, RJ Young, friend of the show. What is up, brother? How are you?
Hey, fellas. How y'all doing?
Doing good. Great. Are you at the game?
Nah, brother. I'm watching it from my couch.
Okay. So Rob and I were just saying we're hoping for a good competitive game. What are the chances of that?
Yes.
Well, hell, I mean, we didn't think it was going to be that competitive against Texas Christian with Michigan. We got that game. I think really you're going to know this by the first two series, right? Once you get both the offense and defense of both teams on the field, if the game is still in the balance, I think we got a ball game. Texas Christian, one of those teams that loves to take it into the fourth quarter and then come at you. So unless Georgia can get out in a hurry, I think we're going to be around for a four-quarter heavyweight fight.
Wow.
Really? Despite the 13.5 by Vegas, you really think it's going to be that?
13.5 by Vegas is based on what? Georgia?
No, I'm just asking. I hope
you're right, RJ.
Yeah, it just sounds like
you're right.
It sounds pretty hopeful to me. But let me ask you, you said – TCU usually likes to keep – they punch Michigan in the face. They got off to a fast start. Was that a change for them on how they played and Michigan wasn't ready for it?
I don't know that it was a change for them in how they played. I think it was more about the defense was ready to meet that Russian attack. And frankly, Michigan was not ready to meet the defense.
Michigan should have beat them. Yeah, they beat themselves, I think.
Well, I mean, you throw two pick sixes in the game.
And then fumble at the goal line. I mean, come on.
Right, right. I mean, and even if you put that, you give that touchdown to them, right? You give them that touchdown where they don't fumble with Roman Wilson's butt touches the end line. You still threw two pick sixes in the game.
Right.
If Stetson Bennett does that tonight, I can see Texas Christian coming up with the upset.
How do you think overall the way the playoffs have gone? I mean, it was just the playoff game, but you know, the bowl games and overall season. Rob and I differ on this. I love the 12-game playoff. He thinks it's not going to be good because it won't be competitive. You'll see a lot of blowouts. What is your thought on that?
I mean, first and foremost, I got more football. I love more football. I love more meaningful football. I love it when guys don't have an opportunity to opt out because the games matter. Now, the counter argument to that is the regular season is going to mean a little bit less. And
that's
true.
My argument. But, okay. That's where I'm based on,
But so does Alabama playing the Citadel. You feel me? Like, who cares about that game, right? Who cares about
Tennessee? Citadel because they get $2 million. They care about it.
Well, I mean, that's the finances of the sport, right? We're getting into that. Right. Folks are coming to understand it costs money to play football.
No doubt. Okay. The college football, I'm watching the pregame show. They only got like 9 people doing the analysis. I just like Arshem says, I mean, we're all in the business. I'm cool with it. You know what I mean? But it just seemed like it might be
Rob
a little...
Rob wishes he was up there.
I do, because you know why? RJ, I'm going to tell you why. Because you can only talk for like 45 seconds and make a lot of money because there's so many people. You know what I mean? Like, I would love to do that. College football, where are we as far as this year and how... was this a good year for college football because we had the Michigan, the Ohio State? No. Was it a bad year because USC didn't get there? We didn't have some different people? What kind of year would you rack up college football this year?
I think that it's much more of an aberration closer to that 2020 season than people really realize, because a Texas Christian is not supposed to make the college football playoff.
Right.
Damn sure ain't supposed to play in the national championship. Now, for those folks like me who live and breathe college football every single day of every single year, I love this because I never thought I would see a team of that caliber, 32nd in recruiting, in the talent composite, make the national championship game. Now, on the other hand, you know, like if I'm in charge, right, I want to see Georgia play Alabama. I want to see Georgia play Ohio State because casual football fans know who those programs
right.
are.
Like Nick Saban is one of the analysts. That's what made me think about it. He's up there on ESPN when he should be on the sidelines.
Like, I'm not excited about this game, but if it's a good, interesting game, then I'll really get into it. And I think that could work out because a lot of people will be pulling for TCU. You know,
until the first quarter starts. Oh, I'm sorry.
RJ. Tell me about these two quarterbacks, Stetson Bennett of Georgia and Max Duggan. I like both of them from what I've seen, but Duggan, tons of heart. What do you think about these two, and even what do you think their pro prospects are?
I think the sport is built for guys like Max Duggan and Stetson Bennett, two dudes that were not anybody's starters. Nobody looked at either one of those guys and said, yeah, okay, that dude can win a national championship. Stetson Bennett had to go to JUCO and come back after walking on the first time. Max Duggan didn't even start the year as a starter at Texas Christian, which was picked to finish seventh in their own doggone conference. And yet, because the sport is so wide open and because injuries happen, both of those dudes have made the most of their opportunity. So I hope that more people come to know their stories and really dig into how a dude from Council Bluffs, Iowa, called up Gary Patterson and said, I want to be a Texas Christian Horned Frog. And that's how that happened. How a dude from Blacksburg, Georgia, all he wanted to do was play quarterback for the Dogs, and he got to do that. Now, as far as their pro prospects, man, we'll wait and see. Like, I
know, obviously, right now they're
dudes.
Not on anybody's list, really. Yeah.
Yeah, but why would they be? Neither one of them have the conventional tools that you would look for an NFL quarterback. They just find a way to get it done. And if that's the kind of quarterback, go get it. But the idea that either one of those dudes is playing the national championship, I'm going to leave it there and say that in and of itself is cool.
How about Lincoln Riley? I saw him being interviewed before the game as well. What year? What kind of year was that? Well, if you're USC, you're just thrilled that you became relevant in his first year. Are you still disappointed that you didn't get to play at a Heisman Trophy winning quarterback? Was that a big disappointment? Lincoln Riley hasn't won a lot of big games in his coaching career. How do you look at Lincoln Riley and USC going forward?
I look at him as an Oklahoma fan, which is to say, y'all better love that man for every minute you got him. Because the thing that got, I told people, was he's 55-10 at Oklahoma before he took that job. And they said, well, it's a different animal than USC. I said, but he ain't. He's going to win 10 games. And he's going to win 10 games right now because of the portal. He can go recruit out of it and did just that. Now, USC fans are getting to see how Oklahoma fans live, which is to say, you'll have the best player in the country more often than not. But getting to the college football playoff and then winning games in it, it's something else entirely.
Right,
and I think
right.
It's less to do about Lincoln Riley and what to do with their defense and the style they want to play, which is feast or famine, right? And they get beat as much as they win. But I'm really looking at this, and I'm asking myself, why would USC be upset? And the answer is no reason at all. If you are a USC fan, you have nothing but smiles on your face.
They want to win. I mean, you don't expect to lose like the way that they did. I don't think that – I think that once you start to get a taste of winning, like people, oh, you should just be happy that you're relevant. No, they were in the top four. They were in the college football playoffs till they lost the Pac-12 championship game. Why shouldn't they be disappointed?
I mean, yeah, they should be disappointed. And yet, I remember you were 4-8 last year, and you got the head coach fired in September. All right? So I get kind of upset about it because I understand that I would much rather win 10 or 12 games every year then be 6-7 for the first time since the Clinton administration, all right? So, like, if you're going to put that in front of me, I'm not going to look at you and tell you why you didn't win the Cotton Bowl or why didn't you win the Pac-12 championship or why didn't you even make the college football playoff. I'm going to say, hey, dog, thank you for the 11 wins. I get to live right. I get to go and tell UCLA fans what's good, what's really good with you, and I get to go back to work tomorrow. Because at the end of the day, only one of these 131 teams gets to be a national champion, and only five of the Power 5 conference teams get to be conference champion. You got a Heisman Trophy. You got your first Heisman Trophy since Reggie
right.
Bush.
Right.
Chill out.
Did Reggie Bush win a Heisman? Oh, that's
man,
right.
Yeah, right.
All right, RJ, great
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I've seen
great
it.
Stuff,
I've seen
brother.
It at Burger at Wendy's, right. They're passing it around at Wendy's. Oh, I'm sorry.
RJ, great stuff, man. We appreciate you. Enjoy the game tonight. We'll talk later.
All right, brother. Bye.
All right, appreciate
all right. it. I've been saying it, Rob, and I'm going to say it again. You can't trust the Cowboys. They're silly. That's next, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right. Thank you, B-Fin, for that update. We are live from the TireRack.com studios, and we could talk about how complicated other banks make it for you to redeem your credit card rewards, or we could talk about how with Discover, you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. It's amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms do apply. Rob, the Dallas Cowboys, with a chance to be the number one seed, facing a team with nothing to play for except, I guess, divisional pride, right? Out of the playoffs, Washington. Washington was sitting several of their players, their top players. And the Cowboys, who are like one of the top scoring teams in the league, go in there and bring, as I've been saying for months, their F game. Rob, I just can't trust them. And that's why I think it's going to be a short trip for them in the playoffs. And I thought what they did on Sunday was just indicative of they're the most inconsistent team. I think they're the most of all the playoff teams. They're the one most liable to just lay an egg. I know the Chargers are kind of in that boat as well. But I don't trust the Cowboys at all, Rob. And I thought all the fears the Cowboys could have were put on display on Sunday.
Chris, I couldn't agree with you more. It is who they are. Like, yep. Like that should have been a warm-up. Roll over them. Show them what firepower we have. Stop playing around with this team. Yep. And instead, you know, they turn in a stinker. That's what it was. A stinker.
They should have been resting their starters in the fourth quarter. And I think, right. Bob, this was actually worse. If they had rested guys, not played them, maybe played them a quarter or something, and
they played.
Got beat by this, that's fine. Yeah, right. Now you played your guys. They got pummeled by a non-playoff team, starting somebody named Sam Howell at quarterback. And Rob, here are the things. Because Dak was horrible.
Horrible,
Dak,
Chris.
I mean, oh my gosh. It was terrible. Worst game statistically of his career.
Was it that bad? I didn't realize it was.
I believe Rob G checked that out, but yeah, I believe with the passer rating, which was like 37 or something like that. Horrible game.
I didn't know
but
that.
But here's the things Dak has to overcome now mentally as he prepares for Tampa Bay. Last year in the playoffs, struggled, right? Played Tampa Bay in the first game of the season, lose and struggle. Then your last game this season, struggle. And now you're going to Tampa Bay. Rob, Dallas has never beaten Tom Brady. 7-0 against the Cowboys. I think they're in trouble. And Rob,
if they lose, Chris, Mike McCarthy's done.
I would think so.
I don't care that they're going to Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay isn't a good team. And if you're the Cowboys, you should beat them, Chris. You should be able to go on the road. Am I right or wrong?
You should. I think Tampa Bay is going
to
beat them.
But I'm not saying that it's automatic or they're going to win. But I'm just saying what they should be able to do. And if they go down there and lose, then if you're Jerry Jones or what's going on there, dude, you got a mess on your hands. You got another mess.
No, that's true.
Tampa's not
good.
And I agree.
I think McCarthy's gone if they lose. You know, everybody's talking about Sean Payton, and he obviously has the connections to Jones.
You see, he already talked to the Broncos, right?
Yep. And Carolina, I don't know if they talked yet, but I'm thinking of Harbaugh.
Right.
I'm thinking of Harbaugh. But I'm not sure. I think Payton, Rob, is going to want some power. And I don't think he's going to want the owner.
So then he's not going to the Cowboys, Chris.
Jerry Jones knows Jerry as well as anybody. And I think you're right, but I think that could be a roadblock. I'm not saying I know for sure, but I just think if I'm Sean Payton, Rob, and I've got enough juice where I can go to some of these other situations and probably run the football department and not have an owner meddling all the time. I think that might be more appealing to me.
It's going to be, you know what you get into with Jerry Jones. So the big mistake is to go there and think you're going to run the,
right.
You're going to run the organization. Cause it's just, Chris, I don't care what he says or promises you. As long as Jerry's alive, he's going to be involved in the running of the Dallas Cowboys.
And Rob, I agree, but I'm sick of hearing him speak after games. I'm sorry, because Rob.
What was his latest that was going
to?
They
want to
use that, right? Right.
Yeah, we're going to use. I mean, Rob. The franchise is a silly franchise. I think he's created a culture where it's more style over substance. Where it's not just football. Rob, look at all the other top franchises in the NFL: Pittsburgh, New England. Green Bay. Green Bay, you get some stuff from Aaron Rodgers, but you don't get that from management.
Don't even know who's running the place in Green Bay,
right.
Chris. Nobody knows.
Exactly. You know, you don't, the top programs in the NFL, you don't have this foolishness going on. The owner's not speaking every week. He's not on the radio. He's not outside the locker room doing interviews as soon as the game's over. I mean, it's just, and I do. I think, Rob, it creates just an atmosphere where it's kind of too loosey-goosey and foolish and kind of an immature franchise. And I think when you see the types of ups and downs they have, I thought yesterday showed immaturity, Rob. Like you said, you got Sam Howell? This dude's
pummel
taking his
him,
first start
Chris,
right.
Pummel him.
And that's supposed to be the strength of your team, your defense, your pass rush.
I don't care if anybody says, well, you know what? No, no, no. You're heading into the playoffs. You want to be sharp. You want to be good. That's a team, Chris, you could have put the hammer down. You're not winning, okay? Forget it. We're going to beat you up and then put in our scrubs. How's that? That's what we're doing today.
All right. Well, speaking of scrubs, Shekel City is next. No.
What?
Those are the teams you pick to lose. So Shekel City is next. Wow. Keep it locked. This is the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
We are lucky to be sitting with Alan and Amy Matthews in the flesh, William, Rusty Russ, and Betsy Randall.
Yay!
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
When those legends get here, let me know.
You're here. You're here already.
No, we
didn't either when we were watching this.
That's the
thing. That's
we
the
didn't
problem.
Realize it until we started getting into seasons 3 and 4. And now we're like, oh, my God.
You were both so good on the show. And we missed it because we were young.
We were kids and so self-involved.
Egomaniacs. Yeah. And didn't realize how great you were.
We've talked about it. I think you just assumed everybody was as good as them. As you grow up and you work with other actors, you realize how lucky we were to have you guys.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, Magic City Monday live from TireRack.com.
That music made me think of Magic City Monday.
Well, it's time for Shekel City.
All right. Here we go, Chris. Shekel City, of course, BetMGM, a great place if you want to put down a couple of shekels and try your luck. So, Chris, tonight we're going to go with the best bet. I'm taking TCU in a 13.5 points. I don't know. Georgia was on the ropes against Ohio State. Chris, maybe it's the layoff. You know, you like go like 3 weeks, right, or a month without playing.
Tell you what, Rob,
am I right?
To me, it's so ridiculous.
It's too long.
They're a different team by then.
Right.
I mean,
you know,
really,
a lot
like,
changes. You're used to playing football every week, and then before you know it, you know, you're off for 3 weeks or a month, and then you come back and try to get back in the groove. And maybe that's why we've seen all the blowouts in the different games, you know, but they weren't the same team as they were all year. So I'm going to take TCU, Chris, and see if they can keep it within 2 touchdowns. RJ's thinking it's going to be a barn burner. I just don't feel like it's going to be a barn burner. But he's the college football expert. I'm not. All right.
Well, just for your information, before you send in your bet, they just went 3 and out to open the game, TCU. So just for your information.
Okay. I'm just saying.
They actually lost 2 yards on the possession. So
I'm surprised you're up to date. Did you get cable now? I thought you would be way behind. Okay. All right. We need. I got the Celtics, Chris, -8.5. They're hosting the Bulls, and I have the
Bulls been playing well.
They really have, and I have the Wizards -8.5. Against the Pelicans, and I'm looking up there.
Oh,
and you know, the Wizards were up 10-0 in that game, and the Pelicans came storming back. They're missing people, and they're coming back. But anyway, still a ways to go. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right, Rob. Well, the Houston Texans bet on Lovie Smith when they hired him last offseason, and now after they went 3-13-1. They have dismissed him. Your thoughts?
Chris, I'm going to say this. I think the Texans should be under investigation by the NFL. I have an issue with their ownership and what they're doing. Culley, Chris, they brought him in. They gave him 1 year, right? David Culley.
Yep. And he, I thought
and he did a decent job with no team and no quarterback.
He had him playing hard. I mean,
no, but you don't have your star quarterback.
Right.
So they gave him a nice golden parachute, Chris, with 3 years left on his contract, right? Hey, here you go. See you, whatever. Yep. Then they were going to hire – who were they hiring, Rob G? I just forgot. Who were they going to hire? Luke McCown, Chris, right? And you remember all the pushback? Everybody
Kate
was like
– wasn't it? Was it Kate?
No, Luke, right? Josh.
Josh McCown.
You're right, Chris. Josh. Then you remember all the pushback? Oh, wait a minute. Oh, wait. They didn't do their
That would have been Jeff Saturday all over.
Right.
Again.
Their Rooney Rule. Right. Jeff before Saturday. Jeff Saturday. Right. Okay. So then people made a stink. So they go get Lovie Smith in the last minute, Chris, give him a deal to be coach. And, you know, they win two or three games. What were they? Won two games or whatever, including the last one of the
year. This
year,
3-13-1.
3-13-1. They win the last game on a fourth quarter Hail Mary and a 2-point conversion to blow getting the number one
pick.
Right. I'm not
mad. I don't think that had anything to do with his firing.
No.
But, yeah, that was.
So he got fired. I just have an issue. Like, they give these black coaches, Chris, horrible rosters and teams.
Right.
Give them the job for 1 year and then act like, well, what do you want us to do? We were horrible. Yeah, you were horrible. What did you want Lovie Smith to do?
Right. Their last three coaching hires have been African-American.
Three?
Because Romeo Crennel, he was an interim, but he replaced Bill O'Brien, and finished out the season. And then they hired Culley and Lovie Smith. I don't know what's going on there, but it is fishy.
If we put our finger on it, Chris, we'd have to wash it.
Yeah, because what it seems like is, like I said, their last three head coaches have been African-American, but they've all haven't really gotten legitimate chances. And I'm sure, I don't know what Lovie's contract is, but he'll obviously get the rest of his money, it looks like. And it makes it look like, Rob, when they hire the next coach that maybe they really want, if it's a white guy, they can be, you know, what do you mean? You can't say anything to us. We've had our last three coaches have been African.
They're like, hey, in the NFL, we're good for the next 100 years. What you going to say to us?
We're way ahead of everybody else. Exactly. So I feel you, Rob, because again, and look, it's hard to defend when you won 4 out of 17, as Culley did, when you won 3 out of 17. We get that. But Lovie Smith led a team to the Super Bowl. And he, like, to your point, Rob, they played for him. How many times were they in the game and against a team that was far better?
Right.
And you're like,
and you wind up losing at the end.
Nice
right, exactly.
Same thing with Culley. And I just think you got to look at your personnel and say, we don't have it yet. So if we got a coach that the players believe in and are putting out effort for, let's go get him some talent.
But see,
and then judge it. If you really believe in him, or if it's really on the up and up, you look at it that way, in my view.
And Chris, and we'll talk about it. I think we want to do some more tomorrow, but they went all out for Sean McVay and did everything. Sold the kitchen sink and the picks and the future and all that.
Oh, the Rams.
The Rams. I'm just saying, you know what I mean? When you get a coach that you want, and then you'll go do whatever you can to help them win. And in the situation in Texas, both of them, I'm just saying, they didn't
do
it.
You see why players were knocking down the doors to get out of there.
It's bad.
That's all.
It's bad.
Keep it locked. Odd Couple.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.